Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about having Tamar Jacoby back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend. She's senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, where she writes extensively on immigration, citizenship, ethnicity, and race. Her 1998 book is called Someone Else's House, America's Unfinished Struggle for Immigration, and she's with the Manhattan Institute, as I think I said. Tamar, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. By the way, I think I should point out that on this day in 1587, Tamar, the second English colony was established at Roanoke Island of North Carolina, and that was 33 years before the Mayflower came over.
My goodness!
But they didn't last long. They vanished. Apparently, we don't know what happened to them.
Right.
So that was like an early example of immigration. And so here's my question: was that illegal immigration? nobody was there to nobody was there to take their fingerprint.
Well, there's a New Yorker cartoon about the two Indians on the shore behind the bushes watching them arrive, and one looks at the other and says, you know what, we need an immigration policy.
Well, apparently Mr. Senator Cornyn and Senator Kyle took that to heart.
Well, there are quite a few senators now trying to come up with an immigration policy, thank goodness, and we certainly welcome that.
Indians were right, weren't they? We need an immigration policy, don't we?
We need an immigration policy. We need a better one, in fact, you could argue.
Well, we've got a little bit of a there's a certain amount of a conundrum with the immigration, though, isn't it? I mean, the illegal immigration creates a problem, but it also provides service, doesn't it?
Well, that's the problem. We need these workers to keep our economy growing. There's no question about that. But of course, no one likes the illegality. Nobody likes them coming against our rules. Nobody likes having people here who we don't know who they are, and we don't do background checks on them. Nobody likes the affront to the rule of law. So the illegality is a problem. The immigrants are good.
How do we get from winking a nudge immigration policy to some kind of an official policy that works?
Well, that's exactly what all these senators really everyone from the president to Senator Kennedy and everybody in between, and that's quite a range. Senator McCain, the now conservative, Senator Cornyn and Kyle are all struggling with. How do we have the immigrants but not the illegality? And they've all come up with a guest worker. Everybody's got the idea of a guest worker program. Everybody's got the idea of tougher enforcement. And everybody's got the idea of we've got to figure out something to do about the 11 million people already here. You can't just ignore them.
11 million
illegal immigrants already here.
How many more? You've told us before, and I've forgotten. How many new illegals a year?
About half a million.
Half a million a year.
Half a million a year. I mean, and they all come to work. None of them come to be unemployed.
Right.
We're creating that many new jobs a year that we need done at the low pay end.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, I guess worker programs are a good idea, but exactly how you design it matters. And it's, you know, what happened this week was Senators Cornyn and Kyle waded in with their proposal, and
right.
You know, it's great to see two conservatives wading in, and it's great to see two guys who get the idea that it's got to have much tougher enforcement, which they get, but unfortunately their package has been a bit of a disappointment, or quite a disappointment, really.
What is it that you don't like about their program?
Well, the guest worker program is, it's the trouble is some of these people, some of the guest workers come, and they work for a few years, and then they go home.
Explain to us what a guest worker program looks like.
Well, again, different ones look different. I mean, the president talked about having people come, work for 3 years, renew for another 3 years, and eventually go home. What Cornyn and Kyle, Kennedy and McCain talked about worked for 6 years, most would go home, but some who wanted could stay. If you figure out that you really like America and you're doing well here and you're learning English and you're...
So do we offer this to the 11 million who are here illegally?
Well, that's a whole different project. I mean, that's the point of this is it's complicated and you got to do it differently for different people.
This guest worker program is just for new people.
The guest worker program is for new people, but we need new people. And actually, businesses want people who are going to be guests, but some of them, they want the good ones who really learn the job and are good at it to stay.
And become citizens, perhaps.
Right, and the point is that the Cornyn and Kyle bill makes them all go home at the end. And in fact, it's so harsh, they're so worried that anybody would stay, that they're really, that the program is set up kind of unrealistically. People work for 2 years, then go home for a year. Then you can come back for another 2 years, then go home for a year.
Well, that's not going to happen.
That's just not going to happen.
It's not practical.
It's not practical. They can't bring their families. So it's so harsh, so punitive. You know, sure, you want to create some incentives for a lot of them to go home, but you do have to leave the possibility for some of them to stay. I mean, again, what about the ones who turn out to be the best employee you ever had or really
right.
want to be patriotic Americans or, you know, end up having... So guest worker program is too punitive and too many sticks for circularity.
I can't wait to hear what Senator Kennedy wants to do.
Well, Senator Kennedy, I mean, the big problem... Well, let's talk about Cornyn and Kyle, what they want to do for the 11 million, too, because that's even more unrealistic. They want them all to go home. They say, let's have them all sign up and go home. And, I mean, they're just not going to sign up to go home.
Sign up and go home and then never to come back?
Well, what they say is they could come back as temporary workers. But, again, imagine... And they say some of them can if you want, you can apply for green cards, but they don't talk about how they would apply for green cards. So you're talking about 11 million people. Many of them have businesses here. Many of them have children who were born here who are citizens.
Right.
Many of them have been here like 20 years. We do have to do something about them. I mean, that's where, you know, everybody's onto something. We can't just pretend they don't exist, and we don't want to reward law-breaking. But expecting them all to come forward and sign up in order to be sent home just isn't realistic.
Well, and in addition to that, they're not contributing to the tax base, I guess, and if they're illegal, but they are beneficiaries of our social services.
Well, actually, a lot of them do contribute to the tax base.
How do they do that?
The striking thing is that a lot of illegal immigrants actually have Social Security cards. They just have fake Social Security cards, or they don't actually.
That's...
They pay in, but they don't collect because
yeah.
they are part of the system.
All part of the week in the nudge. Hang on, Tamar. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tamar about this one word that I haven't heard her use yet, and this is a biggie in the whole immigration
debate. I know what it is,
and it's the amnesty word. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. 20 after, Tamar Jacoby is our guest. She's our good friend. She's with the Manhattan Institute. Stay with us.
Just as long as you stand by me, so darling.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. She's senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. And Tamar, give us the website of the Manhattan Institute, please.
www.manhattan-institute.org.
All right. And is there another website feature your stuff? We can get it all
my
right there.
My stuff is on there. My stuff is all on the MI website.
And your book, Someone Else's House, is that still available?
It is, actually. It's
good
a book about race relations, blacks and whites.
Right. All right. Check that out, folks. And that's by Tamar Jacoby. Tamar, when we went to the break, I brought up a word that you had not used. I was surprised that you hadn't brought it up yet. I guess maybe I should have understood that you were going to save it for the cliffhanger to get us back into the next segment. And that's the word amnesty. President wants amnesty in any program, doesn't he?
He does? He say that again?
The president, doesn't he want amnesty to be part of any immigration
reform? No. The point is, we have to take care what reformers would like to promise the American people, and what the American people need, is, as you say, to get rid of the nudge-nudge, wink-wink system we have now, where we have a lot of laws that are so unrealistic that we can't enforce them, and we don't really enforce them. We want to replace that with an airtight structure where we have realistic laws that we enforce to the letter. And you can't do that on top of an illegal foundation. You can't build a new solid house on a rotten foundation of 11 million illegal people. So for our sake, because we want to put this on the right side of the law, we've got to deal with these 11 million illegal people. Now, no one wants to reward them. I don't think anyone wants to reward them.
Amnesty would be rewarding them.
Amnesty would be rewarding them. Amnesty would be saying, doesn't matter, they broke the law, so what? You know, let's just forget about it. Nobody wants to do that. But the question is, what do you do with them that's realistic? We've got to come up with some policy that brings them out. They're going to stay. You know, we're not going to be able to deport them. So we have to.
We don't even know where they are. I mean,
we don't even know where they. We don't know what their names are.
That's right.
So the question, and they're just not going to, you know, some of them will go home, but most of them will not go home. Most of them are very settled here. They have, you know, mortgages and
we also don't need to presume tomorrow that all of them are from Mexico.
Well, about 60% of them are from Mexico.
Most of them are, but 40%, as you say, are from somewhere else.
And so the question is, what do we do about them? And, you know, there's some people who are going to call whatever we do for them amnesty. You know, as long as they're allowed to stay, some people are going to call that amnesty. I think the American people feel that, look, if they could go through some normal process, if they could in some way make good on the past, we could let go of it. We could give
what would that look like, though, Tamar? President Jacoby, you have control of Congress as well. How would you do this?
Well, the McCain-Kennedy answer is not that bad. You make them pay a fine. You make them wait until they've been here as long as the people who are waiting at home are waiting. So it's like 6 years. You'd have to make them wait 6 years before they could even apply for green cards. And then they get a...
What do we do with them for that 6 years?
They work. In the meantime, they work. They learn English.
So we make them pay a fine. We leave them here. But they can't become official for 6 more years.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's one answer. I mean, the trouble is, and the question is, are people still going to see that as amnesty? I mean,
applying for a green card doesn't mean you're going to get a green card.
Well,
in the application, you have to reveal who you are, and then if you don't get a green card, that you get deported.
Well, but yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Most people will get them. Sound like a program that will work to me tomorrow.
Yeah. Because?
Well, because people, if they know that it's giving them, I mean, only if we say, okay, the alternative is we're going to go find you and deport you now, which you've already said we're not really doing now. Why would we be able to do that in the future?
Well, if we narrowed it down to, you know, if 11 million apply and 10 million get green cards, then we've narrowed it down.
Right. So you're saying we might not like the result, but we got to like the trend.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, when Senator Cornyn and Kyle's alternative is we send them all home now.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we ask them all to come forward and go home within 5 years. And use, you know, really tough enforcement to make them go home within 5 years.
How much do you estimate? I know that they contribute a lot to the economy. How much do you think, is it estimated that it costs America for them to be illegal?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't know that anyone has really figured
that. Well, here's my point. There's got to be a cost of this money.
No question. There's absolutely no question.
So my point is, why don't we find out what it costs? Mm-hmm. Why don't we take half that?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is probably going to surprise people, and I haven't thought about this. Maybe I'm wrong about this. But instead of having them pay a fine, which they're not going to like, why don't we use a carrot?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take half of whatever it costs us in 1 year and mm-hmm. give them that? Pay them to come in and sign up.
People will say that's rewarding them for breaking the law.
But let's be realistic. We're not going to get people to come forward if it costs them money.
Yeah. Well, people may. These people want to be on the right side of the law. I think they will pay the fine. I mean, what's interesting, it's very interesting that you think this. I don't think they'll go home. I don't think they'll sign up to go home. I mean, that's just, unless they have a promise of
tomorrow,
coming back.
Forgive me, I've got to wrap it up. Last question, real quick answer. Yeah. A year from now, will we have an immigration policy that works?
Oh, a year from now is too soon. It'll take at least a year to pass, and then several years to phase in. Five years from now, we might have one that works.
Well, and you and I will keep talking about it as long as this is going on. Thanks, Tamar. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute. That's Manhattan-Institute.org. Quick break, right back with our new friend, Rob Major. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.